Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And the item that we have today is actually a really nice pair of over-the-ear headphones. Now, these actually have some of the thickest, most cushy, comfortable ear cups, I think, of any headphones I have ever used. Now, these are, they do give you the, it's that protein leather ear cup. And they also have a really thick protein leather earband or cushy part at the top, like a pillow for the top of your head. So basically below the headband, underneath the top there. It's very comfortable. These are completely over the ear. They are oval ear cups, so they will fit your ears around your ears really well, because guys, our ears aren't round, so just feel your ears and you'll see they're not round, they're oval. So these actually are made to fit your ears perfectly. Now, these also are going to give you some really great features. Once you have them on your head, they do rotate left and right and up and down to get a perfect fit over your ears and on your head every time, no matter what size head you have. They are very comfortable. I just put them on. These things, you could wear these for a long time, and they are not going to, they're not going to hurt your head or hurt your ears, and they don't have one of those headbands, at least that I can tell, that, you know, gives you a vice grip on your head. They actually don't squeeze my head and pop it like some headphones do out there. But so guys, they fold up, so they do fold. You can fold them and twist them, lay them flat and fold them. So the twisting of them is considered kind of like a DJ style headphones. So if you had the headphones on and you wanted to have music or whatever still hear in one ear, but you wanted to hear what was going on around you, you could pull one ear cup off of one ear, twist it 90 degrees, and then kind of just have it propped on the outside of your head there, so that you now have one ear cup open and one ear cup is still hearing what's coming through the headphones. Now, these are Bluetooth wireless, but they do have a 3.5 millimeter jack on them, so you can use them wired if you like, which is also a nice feature. Guys, these things will give you up to a 60 hour playtime. So with the active noise cancellation off, and we will get to the noise cancellation here in just a minute, with the active noise cancellation off, you can get 60 hours of battery out of these. Now, the active noise cancellation, if you have that on, that's probably going to drop it down to around maybe 40 hours, which is still not bad at all. That's still very, very respectable for a pair of headphones. Like I mentioned, these are active noise canceling. You can toggle between the modes. I'll get to that here in just a minute as well. But these do have that active noise cancellation feature where they will block out everything around you and just let you hear the music that the headphones or the book or whatever you're doing with these headphones. The active noise cancellation is pretty good on these. Of course, it's not going to be up to like Bose good, because Bose has pretty much the best noise cancellation in the business, but it is still going to be very good, especially for the price of these headphones. Now, all the controls and all of the ports are on the right ear cup, so that is how you will know when you have these on your head correctly. If all of the buttons and everything you feel are on the left side, then you've got them on wrong. If they're on the right side, then you've got these on correctly. Also, on the right ear cup where all the controls are, at the 6 o'clock and the 5 o'clock position, you actually have your ports. So one port is USB-C for charging the headphones. The other port at 6 o'clock is your 3.5 millimeter audio jack. Now, they do include a 3.5 millimeter audio cable in the package, So you can either use yours or you can use the one that they give you in the package. But these can still be plugged into like a Victor Stream or something like that via 3.5 millimeter and not have to use the battery. So if your battery's going dead after 60 hours of continuous listening, if you are somebody that could listen for 60 hours continuously, then you can always plug in the 3.5 millimeter cable and that will continue to let you hear the stuff in the headphones without you, you know, trying to use any more battery. And like I mentioned, they do charge with USB-C, which is nice, and you do get the USB-C charging cable in the package. I believe it's a standard USB to USB-C. You can use any USB-C cable you want or you already have, doesn't matter, but they do include one in the package for you. All right, so let's talk about the controls. These are going to have really easy to feel controls on them. They're rubber buttons, easy to feel, easy to press. And once these headphones are on, you're going to have two buttons on the back part of the ear cup, and then you're going to have one button on the front part of the ear cup. So the two buttons on the back at around the, if you're looking at the right ear cup straight on the side, the first button is going to be around at the 8 o'clock position, I would say. Yeah, I would say 8 o'clock. So just be sure, I'd say 8 o'clock. So around the 8 o'clock position, you're gonna have a single small button that is going to do several things. First of all, this is going to turn on the power of the headphones. So if you hold in on the button for several seconds, it will turn them on. If you hold the button in again for several seconds, it will turn them off. Now you do get audio and voice feedback with these headphones. So you will hear when the power comes on, you will hear tones for different things, and you will also get some voice feedback when we switch between the ANC modes or the active noise cancellation modes. And I'll go over that more here in just a second. I keep saying that, don't I? So this button, like I said, it's going to be your power button, but it's also going to be your play and your pause button. So once the power is on and they're connected, you can just hit that button one time. It will pause music, hit it again one time, it will play music, or vice versa. And when you, when you first turn these on, you will go into the Bluetooth heading, the Bluetooth settings on your device, go down to the bottom and click on headphones listed there under your other devices category. So very easy to pair with these. This single power button is also going to do other things. Like I mentioned, it's going to play and pause music. It will also answer a call or hang up on a call. If you press it once, will answer a call. If you press it again, it will hang up on a call. And then it will also activate your redial function, which if you press it twice quickly, it will call the last number that you dialed as far as redial goes. And then if you press it three times, it will activate your noise assistant, your active voice assistant. Sorry, not your noise assistant, but your voice assistant. So whether that be Siri, whether that be Google Voice, whatever, press it three times and it will activate whoever you are using. And then let's see, anything else on this button? I think that's actually about it. So play, pause, answer, hang up, call, redial, and then activate your voice assistant. And then, of course, power on and off. And then below that button, there is a longer, bigger button, more of a rectangle button that is longer, and it is going to be at the, let me just look real fast. It's going to be more at the 6 o'clock position. So that button is going to do your volume and it's going to do your track forward and track backwards. So if you want to do the volume, you're just going to press the up top, the up button, which the up volume is going to be the closest to the power button. Okay. So that is going to be your up. And then it does have a raised marking on it. And then you are going to have a down button that is attached to that. So this is like a rocker switch. This is a long button that does both things. And then the down part, if you want to turn the volume down, you can press that once and it will and let up and it will turn the volume down. And then if you want to skip to the next track, you will actually hold in on the top part of the button or hold in on the bottom part of the button. And so the top part of the button will skip to the next track. The bottom part of the button, if you hold in on it, it will restart the song first. And then if you do it again, it will skip to the previous song. So volume is just pressing once and letting up. And then you're skipping tracks and going backwards tracks is actually holding in on each one of those. All right, so those are the buttons on the left side if you're looking at the ear cup straight on. And then we have one single button to the right side, which actually would be facing away from you on the ear cup if you had these on your head. So this button would be easily pressed by, like, if you just your normal hand grip it that you would grab the ear cup with, the button on the front would be pressed with my right middle finger or my pinky finger. And that's just kind of where my fingers lay when I put them on that right ear cup. So it might be different for you a little bit, but I'd say most everybody, it's going to be pretty close. But you can press the button with any finger you like. It doesn't have to be the ring finger or the pinky or anything like that. But this big button will actually switch between active noise cancellation on, active noise cancellation off, and then pass-through mode. And pass-through is going to be where the microphones bring in everything from the outside around you into your headphones. So if you're on a bus and you need to be able to hear the driver and what stop he says or whatever, then you're going to want to activate the pass-through mode. If you are like on a plane, like an airplane, and you want to block out all the crying babies and all the other stuff going on around you, then you would want to activate the active noise cancellation mode. And then if you don't want to do either, if you don't want to activate noise cancellation and you don't want to go into pass-through, you can go the noise cancellation off feature. And that will turn off the noise cancellation algorithm completely, as well as, still block out sound, because you've got these over-the-ear ear cups on your ears and over your ears, but it just won't be emitting a noise cancellation blockage tone or whatever it emits to block music with its technology, if you know what I mean. So pass-through would be good for going through traffic, trying to have a conversation with someone, whatever, when you have the headphones on. And then the other two modes are great for, you know, really kind of immersing yourself into, whatever you're listening to and so forth. And that button will actually, like I mentioned, that will toggle between active noise cancellation on, active noise cancellation off, and or the pass-through mode. And you'll just press that once and it'll put it to one and it speaks it audibly in your ear. Press it again, it switches to the next and then speaks it audibly in your ear, and then press it a third time and you get the idea. So those are the controls on the headphones themselves. These are 40 millimeter drivers, so they are nice size drivers. They're going to give you some super great sound, guys. really good sound, and even better features with the 60-hour battery life, the easy to feel and operate controls, and just the all-around construction of these are just super, super great. And then, guys, these also come with an app on the App Store. So if you are an iPhone user and you download apps from the App Store, maybe you're a Google user and you download apps from the Google Store, you can actually do a search for Tozo, T-O-Z-O, and this app will come up. And then inside that app, you can do things like upgrade the firmware version. So if there's a software update that needs to be done, you can upgrade it in there. You can also set different EQs, different sound modes. There's different sound modes to choose from, like, more bass or less bass or pop or rock or, you know, those kinds of things. So you can do that in the app as well and select different listening modes. And then there's some other things in the app that you can adjust. I believe you can adjust the level of the outside mode or the level of the pass-through mode, and might even be able to adjust the level of the noise cancellation in there. But there are several things that you can do in the app, so I would recommend maybe checking that out and getting these things to sound the very best for you that they can sound. And that's the important thing. And I'm trying to think if there's anything in that app that it does, anything else that it does. I think you can reset them. I think you can, I'm trying to think of what else there's in there, but oh, there's a manual. I think there's a manual in there you can read, things like that. So from what I can tell, the app is completely accessible. For the little time I played with it, I didn't find anything that was overly not accessible. Even the EQ, if you want to do a custom EQ, that's even accessible with VoiceOver, to be able to adjust the different frequencies and things like that. So that's some of the stuff you can do there in the app. But that's Tozo, excuse me, my mouth is dry today, T-O-Z-O. And guys, we have these in a few different colors at the time of this recording. Now, I'm not going to say that these colors will be there. If you listen to this recording, you go up to the website, I'm not going to say that the same colors will still be there, but at the time of this recording, we have these in black, we have blue, and we have purple. So really great set of headphones, really great price on these, tons of features, tons of battery life, great sound, really, really super comfortable, and then you get the app and the active noise cancellation and all that that goes with these as well. So definitely check these out, guys. These are brand new in the box, and in the box you do get the charging cable as well as the 3.5 millimeter cable for using on a wired device that when people still take 3.5 millimeters, you would be able to use these on that. So not many 3.5 millimeter jacks out there left in the world, but there are still a few. So yep, you get those cables and you get the headphones, and yeah, that's about it, guys. So if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.